Today on the podcast, I want to show you my favorite new AI tool that I've kind of discovered for travel. So I will say that I live in Arizona, and while I think it is the absolute best place in the world during the wintertime, so right now it's fantastic weather, blue skies, amazing. In the summertime, it gets absolutely freaking hot. And my family leaves for multiple months of the year. So last year we did a couple months in Canada and a month in Hawaii. This year, we're going to be going kind of all over the place. I'm thinking of going to France. In any case, I was trying to plan what that might look like, things to do in different cities when we go there. And so I wanted to show you an absolutely amazing AI tool for travel planning called Guide. It's guide.com, great URL, great domain. But I will also preface all of this by saying, I want to show you some cool things it can do, but I want to preface all of this also by saying that my background is actually in travel. So my father, owns his own travel company. He's one of the first, Canadian travel companies online back in kind of the dot-com bubble, and has run a very successful travel company. So growing up, I was always working in the business. I made all of his websites. I just know this industry very well. And so I wouldn't show you a travel tool if I wasn't like, dang, this is super cool. I tried making a bunch of travel software or helping my father growing up. So this is kind of something that's been interesting to me. So that background and then also my travel needs have brought me to this kind of cool tool. So essentially what you're going to see with Guide is it is an AI travel tool that's going to help create an itinerary for you. So I have like friends that they go to Japan or other places and they got to go try to find itineraries that other people will post online of like all the places they went and the places they ate and like this these whole like travel itineraries by city. Now it's not very customizable. You just get what you get with that. If it's a different amount of days, you know, you might have to add stuff or whatever. It's just this static. So AI can do this so much better now. What you'll see if you go to the Guide website, and I will also say that if you are listening to this on Apple Podcast, if you go to Spotify, you'll be able to see a video and I'll show you what it actually looks like. I'll show a screen recording of me doing some of this stuff. So you can see the video on Spotify. But if you're on Apple, which I think is like 70% of my listeners, I'll do my best explaining how this actually works as well. So on their main website, they just have like a where do you want to go kind of thing where you type in the city or country. You can switch it to be exact dates or you can just leave it like with a handful of dates. Kind of reminds me of Airbnb doing this thing. In any case, I did a search. It takes a couple minutes to essentially get it all, but I did a 10-day itinerary of a city called Amiens in France and then a city called Lille in France. These are both places that I have lived in the past, so I know Amiens is like super obscure. Not a lot of people know this place, but it's actually one of my favorite places, mostly because I lived there and met some really phenomenal people. They got some cool cathedrals and some cool history stuff there. Lille is a huge, big city kind of on the border of Belgium. So anyways, two cool cities. I hope to go visit them this summer. So I got an itinerary for it. So what you'll see if you do one of these searches is that essentially it gives you a day-by-day itinerary. So it also has, it reminds me of like Palantir, the military company, how they have like a side panel with their AI that's like a map and it's like a logistical map of like where your troops are and stuff. I know that sounds crazy. Obviously it has nothing to do with that, but it has this kind of side panel, which is a map. And it has pins on the map of where all of the things that they're recommending for your itinerary. If you hover over any of the pins, it scrolls to that spot in your itinerary. Like, honestly, the design of this thing is really, really well made. So I do love that about it. But if you look over on the itinerary, what it's going to give you is an outline. So for my itinerary for the city of Amiens, the day one, it has like a recommended hotel to check in at. It literally has links to go book that hotel, which is kind of cool. Then it has like an edit button. So you can actually go edit. You're like, I don't want to go to that hotel. Like, I know the specific hotel I want to go to. You can go plug that in. It then recommends I go eat breakfast at Les Trois Cailloux, which is a restaurant I have not heard of, even though I have lived in this city for many months. So that's kind of cool that, you know, it's pulling up new stuff. When I made this whole itinerary, what I will say is they asked me a handful of questions, I think, that kind of help to do this. Well, first off, they ask if you want to add and do multi-city. I think this is a new thing that they just added. It wasn't available last time I was trying out guides. So they have multi-city. So I'm doing Amiens and Lille. So that's kind of cool. They ask if you're like traveling alone, if you are doing a group. I said traveling with kids because I got a bunch of kids that I will be bringing along. They ask if you want luxury or I like it. It doesn't say cheap. Like cheap is the word I think of. But they say nice but good value or luxury. Those are your two options, cheap or expensive. They ask if you want relaxed or packed. I'm good value, relaxed. And then this is the reason I brought all of this up, is because they ask if like what types of activities you're looking for. So they got museums, cultural and art, hidden gems, top must-see sites, nature and outdoor activities. I did nature and outdoor and then hidden gems and museums, I think. France has got so much as far as like museums and art go that I think that's kind of cool. They also have one called gastronomy, and I know I might sound really uneducated. I'm assuming gastronomy is food. I don't know if that's accurate. I don't like that word. That sounds like a terrible word, gastronomy. So, I mean, that's my only criticism so far of the guide platform. Love the platform. The word gastronomy, not my favorite, but that's just me, right? So, yeah, anyways, you can add, like, throw the email of people that you're going to be going with, and it will also send them the itinerary, which is really cool. Essentially what I think they've done with this is they've made this sort of like, you can imagine like Google Docs, but for travel, right? So like you can create this whole itinerary and you can share it with your friends. I mean, me, I'm going to be sharing this with my wife and she's going to look over and, you know, scrutinize what I got on the itinerary here and tell me what, you know, she wants to do and stuff. But this is kind of cool if you want to travel with friends or other people. Like you can all update this itinerary in real time and be like, hey, I swapped this for that and kind of go through, and it's like collaborative. I think this is where all software needs to be in the future, and I think this is really important for travel because it's not often that it's just a solo traveler. Like you're usually, whether that's with a spouse or a partner, like you're usually traveling with other people, and so it kind of makes it, I think, very useful to have that functionality. So in any case, back to my itinerary, it literally recommends day by day what to do. So if the hotel, the place to go eat breakfast, it says I can go explore the floating gardens for a couple hours. And then it recommends a place for lunch. It recommends I go check out the cathedral. And what I think is cool is it also mentions that there are tours available at the cathedral. So it actually has some sort of that insider info. What I will say that I've noticed and seen on their website is that this isn't necessarily like some other AI travel planning tools. There's a couple others out there. I've actually mentioned Guide before on LinkedIn, and I had a bunch of people like say, well, what about this one and what about that one? Okay, what I like about Guide is that they actually get their information, really up-to-date information from Lonely Planet. So pretty much they're making sure that everything's really accurate and quite personalized. And then I think the most important thing is it checks to make sure that, for example, like restaurants are actually opened. Here in Arizona, I've noticed this, but like sometimes when you get these like hole in the wall restaurants, it's like they're closed on Tuesdays and it's like why? But anyways, this is something that happens and you don't want just like a random AI to be like, oh, here's like five popular restaurants and just throw them on your itinerary and not know if like you're actually going to be able to go, what their hours are. Another thing that France does is like some restaurants are just like evening restaurants, so they're not open in the morning, so they wouldn't be good for breakfast, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is a really useful feature. One other thing that I think is pretty cool, you can just rearrange, like you can just drag and drop. So it's like, okay, well, I want to explore the floating gardens, after lunch, and I want to do the cathedral before lunch. So you can kind of just like, drag and drop everything around, and kind of change the order of what you're actually doing, which I think is really nice. And then again, if you have like people you're collaborating with, they can do this. You can edit. Okay, so here's a cool thing. This is where it actually gets really cool beyond just like it threw together this itinerary. You can either replace something manually if you're like, I don't want to do this, I want to replace it manually, and then you can search for what you want to do, or you can do something called replace with GuideBot. GuideBot is their AI chatbot that you can chat with, and it helps you to create your whole experience beyond just like an AI going and creating your itinerary, which like, I'll be honest, this is really useful and the UI is really clean. So this is just kind of my go-to tool for this. What I like is if you use their GuideBot, which I did over on the side panel, it was pretty much like, hey, what do you want me to help you with? I was like, I want a good place for dessert. They're like, what do you mean by that? Anyways, I tell it and it's like, okay, so we recommend the Patisserie Chocolatier Jean Trouneau. And they're like, this is a renowned patisserie. It's a great place, whatever. Okay, so it gives me like this dessert places. What's cool is if you click on, like it literally has links in the chat that it gives you, which highlight like an image of what the place looks like. It tells you how many reviews it has on Google. It shows you the reviews, shows you the address, shows you how many days it's open. And then it has so it also has a link to their website. You could check that out. It has, you know, their description, whatever. And a bunch of Google reviews, recent Google reviews. It's kind of funny, this one I just clicked on. It said, absolutely rude staff, openly mocking our pronunciation, overpriced, a disgruntled person on Google reviews. And then, of course, you're like, there's people that are like, love the macarons of Amiens, unexpectedly good. Okay, actually, they are unexpectedly good. The macarons of Amiens are fantastic, just saying right now. In any case, they have a big button where you just like add this to your itinerary. Boom, you add it to your itinerary. So, if this is what you're into, I highly recommend using the GuideBot. It makes it faster. It honestly, it kind of reminds me of Perplexity AI in the way that you can just like really quickly like do a search and it's going to give you like the top three things with like links. I don't know. It reminds me of Perplexity AI. This is really useful. You don't need to have ChatGPT open in another tab and have browsing with Bing enabled. And then like, it wouldn't even give you the rich data anyways. Like, this is so cool that you can click the link and see all of the information about like the restaurants they're recommending, and like see the reviews and stuff. You close it. This whole platform is so much better than trying to do this with, I don't know, like there's other travel sites and other platforms, or ChatGPT. This is so much, or just Google. I mean, this is 1,000 times better than Google, but yeah, it's really cool. I think they do the AI in a really thoughtful way. So this to me is how a travel site should be done. And this is from someone who has like personally built many travel sites. So this is kind of cool. The other thing that I wanted to talk about that is kind of cool is that, of course, you can edit everything with other people, like I mentioned. You can book stuff right on there. I'll let you go check out the platform and you can see what I'm talking about. But they allow you to book some of these things ahead of time, which is cool. They also have like really useful information between events. So it's like for one of my recommendations, like if I go over to my itinerary in Lille, it's gonna tell me like, okay, go to the hotel. Then you gotta drive 7 minutes or walk 8 minutes to go eat breakfast at this place. Then you're gonna be walking 20 minutes or driving 13 minutes to go to discover Parc Jean-Baptiste là-bas. Anyways, it tells you like how far away everything is from the other thing. And I'm assuming it's going to give you instructions and directions once you kind of get it going. And you can, of course, add new things to your itinerary. So I think all of that is really cool. I'm a big fan of the GuideBot. I think that they did that really well. It answers a bunch of different questions about your itinerary too, if you have them. Like, you can just like ask for alternatives, different suggestions. I think I've heard that they're going to be able to have the GuideBot directly edit your itinerary in the future. So they're getting there. This is a cool feature I'm looking forward to. Essentially, you'll just be able to be like, hey, please add like, you know, this restaurant to day two, or can you like remove this thing I don't want? I mean, it's not like it's the end of the world to go and like manually remove or delete or change stuff on here. Like, the UI is pretty easy and simple, but I like that. That's cool. So overall, I think Guide is surprisingly well done. This is, they have everything you need for your itinerary. You have a bunch of different tabs where you can book stuff. You can see what the budget is. So they actually, okay, this is like, no one does this. None of these other itinerary sites I've seen do this, where they say for a group of four people, your trip total, they're estimating it to be $5,520. And they're saying that I'm going to spend about $400 on the hotel. I'm going to spend about $4,900 on food. Man, they loaded me up with the good food on this. I think I selected gastronomy as one of my things I wanted to highlight here. So they loaded me up on good food. And of course, you know, French food is probably expensive, but it's great. In any case, then they also have $200 for activities. A lot of stuff is really cheap or free in France. So yeah, so the activities don't cost a lot. But I think that's awesome. They have a breakdown. They show me a little bar graph of like how much I'm spending on what. They also give me a packing list. Now, of course, I think I'll just, you know, make my own packing list. But this is another thing that like oftentimes when I'm going to a new place, okay, I've lived in France, I've lived in the city before, I know what I need. But if I'm going to, I don't know, somewhere that it might be a little bit more foreign, like not foreign, but to me, maybe like Norway where it's colder. And I'm like, what do I really need? You know, maybe that would be useful for me to get a packing list. It's just honestly something that you would Google oftentimes. And the fact that they have a customized packing list of clothing, accessories, toiletries, electronics for every single place you want to travel to, I think is like actually a very useful thing. And then the last thing is they have a tab on here that is things to know. Now, as I mentioned 1,000 times, I already lived here, so nothing here is super shocking to me, but it does give you like a breakdown of the language they speak, of the currency they use, of the weather, of charging and electronics. I'm sure you know when you travel to Europe, they have like 100 different adapters you have to use depending on what country you're in. They talk about health considerations, safety tips, getting around public transit. This is really useful. And actually, this is actually pretty accurate too. It says Amiens has a public transit system that includes buses and trams, making it easy to get around the city. It's advisable to purchase tickets in advance or to use contactless payment methods. Okay, it's true. They do have a really awesome bus system in the city. So yeah, that's great. Then they talk about the tipping culture. Tipping in France is not mandatory, but you can leave some change. Wow, this is crazy. They say, but it is customary to leave a small amount of change or round up the bill in restaurants and cafes if you receive good service. Like, yeah, it's true. I wonder, I got to do a bunch of different places to see like how accurate these little tips are. But yeah, it's true. Tipping is not mandatory in France. And then, of course, they have specific social etiquette. You could say bonjour, bonsoir. Like, these are kind of cool, right? It's literally telling you how to say hello to people in whatever language you're in. So all in all, love this. I can invite people to this. It gave me 53 recommendations for this trip. Overall, I would say this is a really great tool if you are if you're planning a trip or planning on traveling this summer, like I am. Recommend it. I would say give it a try. It's guide.com. I'll leave a link in the show notes to try it out. But overall, this is how I'm going to be planning a lot of my summer this year, and I will keep you updated on how it goes.